Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reesa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Reesa. And it's been another quick week. Boy, I'll tell you, I feel like I say goodbye, and then here we are again.
I know. I've been really busy. I did a live show at Second City Theater last night. It was hilarious. I had a wonderful time. I want to thank all of you that came out last night.
Cool. And you've had your auditions all week. I hope they go well.
Oh, yeah, I've been auditioning all week because, you know, Betty White's Out There Rockers is on hiatus, so a girl still got to work, you know?
Oh, yeah. So much going on this week. The missing plane has been in the news 24/7, and then we got the cold weather still in the Midwest, and oil spills in Texas, mudslides, so much going on.
I know. So that leads us right into hot topics.
Hot topic time. And I have an interesting hot topic.
I was going to say, because I guess we don't have hot topics. There it is.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
And as I mentioned, there's been so much going on this week. We even had a train derailment in Chicago, but I was just going to cover what I've been watching since it started, the Flight 370, missing flight, and they've had such a hard time locating it, but when you look at the area that's being covered, it's just amazing that they can even track something like this down. But it's also amazing that if you can track an envelope or find your car if it was stolen, you would think an airline would be able to be, tracked. And these are some of the questions, and there's so much. They feel like information's been held back from Malaysia. And the latest that came up was the Prime Minister of India stated that the flight crashed in the South Indian Ocean and all had died because they found some debris, but the debris wasn't proven to be debris from this plane. It's not official yet. They're going by the flight time and the distance. Their best estimates are the South Indian Ocean, and that would
be
about...
Yeah, they're still making it up, though. They don't have any hard facts.
Yeah. Nope, the debris that they found is not proven to be debris from that plane, and they're trying to locate the pings, and we have a satellite that's going to be going over there, but that takes several days. The problems here is you have to find this kind of situation. You have 10,000 feet deep this water is, and if they do locate something, you really got to get on it because it's got the strongest currents in the world there. They travel at 25 miles a day. The winds are 60 miles an hour. It's a really tough part of the world, you know.
Right, and people, we watch movies and we think that boats can just kind of fly through the air and just get there. I've been on an ocean liner. I've been on speedboats. Either way, they still only travel so much distance, and it's a lot of ocean, a lot of territory to cover. So you also wanted to talk about college grades for your hot topic?
This is amazing. The boomers have sent a lot of their kids, they send to school, they pay a lot of money to get their kids to go to a college, and yet some of them, they get to go through scholarships, sports scholarships a lot of times. And I can't go into all of it because there's so much. I'd like to do this on another show. But what the general information I found was a lot of these people that are going to college with sports scholarships are getting through these classes because of their skills at their sport, whether it's, football, whether it's basketball. And their scores are just amazing. Many of them.
Well, that's nothing new, Jim. They've been doing that forever. The jocks have always been getting a lot of free rides. What can we say?
Exactly.
I'm not saying it's right.
They're literally reading Dr. Seuss books, some of these people. They're reading at a third grade level.
Believe me, and they have manufactured classes to make that happen, too. Trust me, I took what it was called Kitty Lit when I was in college, and it was reading literally Dr. Seuss books. That was the course. But moving on, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, I went to see the stage play Harmony at the Amundsen Theater in Los Angeles. And if you're anywhere in the L.A. area or Harmony happens to come to your town, it is a wonderful musical. It takes place in the 1920s Germany, and it's the true story of a group called the Comedian Harmonist, and they're a wonderful group. They're actually the first boy band with six talented young men who came to pack houses and did all kinds of prestigious concert halls, and they toured all over the world until they ran into Hitler's Germany. So it sounds like how much fun could that be, but it's really a delightful musical. I enjoyed it. I had a wonderful time. So if you have time, go out and see it. And then the next thing I just want to touch on real quick is that Betty White's Off Their Rockers is up for four awards for the Reality Wanted Awards this year. So you can go to realitywantedawards.com, and you can vote for Betty White for Queen of Reality, also for Outstanding Host. The show itself is actually nominated for the Most Unique Concept and the Dynamic Cast. And I got to tell you, our cast is dynamic, so I just want to encourage everyone. You can vote every day between now and April 9th at realitywantedawards.com. So go out and vote. Okay.
All right.
And that brings us up to our first commercial.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
They are an amazing watch, and for free shipping, use the code 95335.
95335, free shipping. I'm all for free shipping. And now we have our guest for today. I'm really excited. It's going to be Catherine.
Coven.
Absolutely. Catherine, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, Rita. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Real good, thank you. Even better now that I'm on.
Well, thanks for calling in.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I think you and Bill are so cool, and you have a very interesting life. I see that you were born in Chicago.
Born in Chicago, raised in St. Louis until I was 11. And my parents, thank God, moved out here when I was 11 to Southern California. I grew up in Escondido, which is North County, San Diego. And then, of course, at around 18, I left home to become a movie star.
Become a movie star.
Oh, my.
I was going to set the world on fire, honey.
Oh, my.
Well, you have a varied background. I mean, you studied for acting, but your parents were in the jewelry business, weren't they? Didn't they own a chain of stores or something?
Exactly. My dad owned a chain of stores. Of course, he's retired. He's 95 years old. My sister went into the business. My brother was into the business. They're semi-retired now. Basically grew up in fashion between jewelry and everybody else in the family was either in the clothing business or something of like that, which is how I got into color versus skin tone with wardrobe, you know, aside from acting.
You do something very interesting. You do the color, matching colors, but you do feng shui color? I've never heard that.
Yes, here's how it goes, okay? Everybody has a Chinese animal. Mine, for instance, is a dragon with the water element, okay? I would take that element, which is water, and the water colors would be either a deep black or a blue or even maybe a deep purple. Okay, and this is something for fun and good luck and things like that if you're into this type of thing. But it's fun. But I also do regular skin tone, wardrobe, makeup versus skin tone. If you're a warm or a cool, do you have red hair? Do you have dark hair? It's not about matching. It's about blending so that when a woman or a man walks into the room, you see the man or you see the woman. You're not just seeing their shoes or popping up first, anything like that. So it's something that I've always enjoyed doing, you know, aside from acting. But I'm getting back into the acting more now. I left it for a couple of years only because, as I told Risa before, I got a little sick with a thyroid disease called Hashimoto's, and I had gained weight, and I did not want to be seen on the red carpet. So now I'm losing weight, and by the way, because my last birthday, my brother gave me the Garcinia Cambogia with HCA tablets, you know, the green coffee, and he gave me some Sensa. So I took that as a little reminder that he wants me to lose the weight, and I have lost at least 10-15 pounds the last couple of months, which
good for you.
And I snagged myself a little part for the Hulu channel, which I play a lady named Mildred, who's like the den mother to the to all these women who were in a show in the South. It's Baker Dunn Productions, and Emperor Von Seidel is the producer. So we'll see where that goes. And I'm attached to a few other things, too.
Well, you're doing a Baker Dunn movie through Halo, right?
Hulu. Huh?
Didn't you? Yeah.
Through Hulu.
Did I pronounce that right, Baker and Dunn?
It's a production. That's the production. That's the working name, Baker Dunn.
Baker Dunn.
Now, I also see that you did something called Mansion of Blood. That sounds
Mansion
amazing.
Of Blood.
Mansion of Blood with Gary Busey. And that's
what's it like to work with what's it like to work with Gary?
Have you ever known a person with three or four different personalities? I had known Gary before, years before. I mean, I've actually sat down having dinner with him and gone out with him, not on a one-to-one, but through some other friends who had worked with CAA. And so I knew him from before. He was okay with me, but, you know, we had a lot of problems on the set, as you probably have heard. But this is so Gary Busey, though.
It must be interesting when someone shows up a different person.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You have to roll with the punches there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I'm an actress.
Now, you also are part of or have been part of a famous Hollywood royalty family.
Yes, I was married to Sal Pacino for 10 years. Unfortunately, he died in 2005, so I'm his widow. And so I've met Al quite a number of times. Al, and I want to say something about Al that a lot of people don't know. Not only is he a great actor, but he was always very respectful to me. And he is a wonderful father to his children, a wonderful brother to his sisters, and just a good guy, very, very earthy. Now, there's a guy that can go into different personalities, but he's it's not the same thing, you know.
Right, yeah. He's acting.
Now, you and Sal worked as a, didn't you and Sal work as a team in something?
We were a team, and the last thing that we did was Simone Bolivar, Path to Glory.
Path to Glory, yeah.
And that was done by Bob DeBrino out of CAA. And I'm going to be doing some other things with Bob DeBrino and with Andy Dick and probably Jack Black in the future.
Well, Andy Dick's another one. That'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a song role for
really
you, didn't you?
I really attract them, don't I?
Well, as being a baby boomer that also was out of the business for a while and I came back into the business, how do you find that the business has changed?
Oh, my God. It's so much more viral. You got to know the computer. You got to know how to download and upload. And, you know, it's not the same thing where your manager or agent is going to take better care of you, or you can't expect so much for your agent to come down and see your play or whatever. They don't. It's not the same thing. They play more the numbers game, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just one of those things. You got to be in charge of your own game.
I try to tell the young people that.
The young people don't understand, and I try to tell them that. And as baby boomers, do you find that there's more work opportunities now and less competition?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of rules out there for me, but my problem in these past couple of years has been the computer. You know, and you're only so good at the people
department
that are back there. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's
the problem.
And that's why I encourage baby boomers to get involved with the computer, because it impacts all phases of your life.
Cell phone, PC, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Oh, wait. We're not quite moving into tech time yet.
Well, Catherine, you're still in.
I try to encourage baby boomers to get involved, because you really do need to know how to use the computer. Now, we're almost out of time, Catherine. Where can people reach you? Do you do color matching for people as a profession, or do you have a web page for your acting?
You know, I basically I'm on IMDb Pro, and you can get me on my business email, which is Coven Pacino. That's all one word, no dots, no hyphens. That's K-O-V as in Victory, I, N as in Nancy, P-A-C-I, N as in Nancy, CovenPacino@AOL.com. And subject line, color consultation.
Okay.
Awesome. And you're in the Southern California area?
Right. I live in L.A., in San Fernando Valley. So I'm here.
You're here. We've seen you at many events. We've seen you and Bill at many events. I love running into you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to be coming to Easy's event on the 28th. So we're going to
see you Friday.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get to meet you.
Excuse me?
I'll get to meet you on Friday.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it. And I haven't seen James in, God, how long has it been? A couple of years now.
It goes so fast. So we want to talk to you again. I'm looking forward to seeing you Friday, Catherine, and you and Bill. Say hi to Bill.
Thank you, and say a big hello to Easy for me, too.
I will.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And again, to reach you, they can go to Coven Pacino, K-O-V-I-N-P-A-C-I-N-O,
AOL.com. And remember, there's no hyphens, there's no dots or anything. It's all one word, Coven Pacino, all lowercase.
Thanks so much, Catherine.
Thanks, Catherine, again.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you, James. And I'll see you Friday.
Okay.
All right, sounds good.
Now our commercial.
Elysium Entertainment presents the Hot Topic Fashion Show, Saturday, March 29th, Stanley Park Convention Center, located at 18451 Convention Center Drive in Stanley Park. Hosted by No Limits' own Romeo Miller and Rome Everything Clothing.
Yo, what up, Shot City? It's your boy, Romeo Miller. Come out to the Hot Topic Fashion Show on March 29th at the Stanley Park Convention Center.
What's good, Chicago? It's your girl, Diamond. Hot Topic Fashion Show, March 29th. It's official.
It's been one. Come out to the Hot Topic Fashion Show, March 29th at the Stanley Park Convention Center.
What's up? This your boy Chris from All About Chris TV Show. Hot Topic Fashion Show for you there.
It's your girl Yandy, and I will be in the building at the Hot Topic Fashion Show March 29th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Doors open at 6 p.m. Showtime is at 7 p.m. Music by DJ Bam and DJ Tysco. Purchase tickets at HotTopicFashion.Eventbrite.com. That's HotTopicFashion.Eventbrite.com. Call or text 312-884-9138 for more info. That's 312-884-9138.
Sponsored by Chicago's own Elisa Carmel.
All right.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discolorations, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rithagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
And now we have Jim's Gems.
We are back.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Okay, here I am at Jim's Gem Time, and my topic is going to be, are the baby boomers online? Well, they're finding out from their kids or their friends or learning on the computer, free online classes and so on, and it turns out the semi-senior people are online. They're playing games, they're shopping, they have entertainment, learning, research. The use is growing so much that a large portion of the population has, it's just, the numbers are amazing. You have 77 million people that were born between 1946 and 1964, are baby boomers. The first baby boomer was born on June 1st, 2011. Okay, so the senior age group is now, for the first time, the largest group size percentage of the population in the U.S. And there's a myth. Older adults do not spend money online. A fact is the baby boomers outspend younger adults online 2-to-1 per capita. And 55-plus group controls most of the three-quarters of America's wealth. Well, one-third of the 195 million Internet users in the U.S. represent the web's largest group. Two-thirds of the 50-plus buy from retailers online, and the age 47 to 65 spend 27 hours per week online. So that shows that 89% have personal email. I mean, it goes to show you that if you're planning on doing a business online, what to look into, what areas, because the baby boomer market is really out there, in which you probably know, Aretha.
Well, I absolutely do, which takes us up to Tech Time.
Tech Time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's Tech Time.
Hi, Tech Time. Today I want to talk about hard drives. Now, Every computer has a hard drive, and that's at least one of the few physical parts of a computer. You can actually take the hard drive out and put it back in. You can actually have an external drive that actually stays outside of your computer or your laptop. Now, the hard drive is the piece of equipment that actually holds your data, your programs, your files, your folders, your anything that's actually written in the computer is held on your hard drive. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I put it on the computer and then it disappeared. Well, it didn't really disappear. It's somewhere on your hard drive. But if you don't save it, you're not going to be able to access it, which means you can't get back to it or you can't find it. So when you're on your computer, make sure that as soon as you open the program or open the file, you name it and save it somewhere. So if for some reason you do lose it, you'll know where to find it. It'll be saved on your hard drive. Most computers will automatically save periodically. If not, go in and find the setting to save automatically, say, in your word processor. So it'll save every 30 seconds or every 60 seconds or so. And when you're doing a very long file, you want to make sure that you go in and you save it so that in case something happens like a catastrophic power failure, your document's saved on your hard drive. I was doing a long document the other day, and I made sure that every 2 minutes or so, I saved it because I didn't want to lose not a sentence.
Exactly. Good
and
thinking.
You need to back up your data all the time, too. You can actually go in, back it up to not only your hard drive in your computer, but get an external drive that you can back it up to and keep that separate from your computer and back it up on a cloud also so you never lose any of your important data. So that's my tech time for today. And I want to just talk a little bit about what's coming up. We have Greg Rath is going to be a guest coming up. And he's going to be next week. And that's going to be really an exciting interview. So definitely
Greg's
tune in next
for,
Monday.
For Congress. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, for the 45th District. I met him, and the guy is very interesting. He's a fighter pilot, a Top Gun guy. I mean, he was a teacher over there, just like in the movie. Interesting guy. So we'll be talking to him next week.
And we've got lots of exciting shows coming up. So definitely every Monday morning, 10 a.m., find us right here on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. And, you know, there's
the
EasyWay app.
You remember the Norbert Brown? Norbert Brown, the writer for the Jeffersons TV show, is coming up on April 7th.
Absolutely. He's coming up. So we've got lots of great guests coming up. You can find us on the Easy Way app. You can go to whatever store that you buy your apps on, whether it's iPhone or whatever, and get the Easy Way app, and you can have Easy in your pocket. You can have Jimmy
Easy in
your pocket.
Along
all kinds
with us.
Of stuff. And then there's easyway.me where you can find links to all things easy. You can find out back behind-the-scenes stuff about Eric Zulli, and trust me, you want to know all the back behind-the-scenes things about Eric Zulli and all the things going on Easy Broadcasting.
Easy Broadcasting, yeah. He's a nonstop. And
and all you have to do to get the
app informative. But what you said about that backup, that is so important because it's very disappointing when people go on in their phones or computers and find out, oh, what happened to my stuff?
Right, and everything's missing. So now, and I just wanted to remind our listeners that they can search for Eric Zulli at any app store, and the Easy Way app will come up. Well, we're out of time, Jim. It's been a wonderful show again. Love talking to you. Catherine was wonderful.
Another interesting show. And like before you know it, we'll be talking again next week. So we want all our listeners to join in. Tell your friends.
Okay. Tell your friends and come back next week. Bye-bye.
So long, everyone.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday mornings. I'm Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zulli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m.
we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same. Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Teresa Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.com on Blog Talk Radio.